Deirdre's cold weekly baths were her refuge from the chaos of the village. The loch's iciness was a thousand fingers prickling her skin, but she submerged farther as she entered in from the shore. The world's humming and warm colours faded as the water consumed her. She let out a loud sigh, then inhaled and dunked her full body in, holding her breath. For that brief moment, as air filled and expanded her chest and the world of the dark, shallow water swathed her, she felt free from her powers. Dusk's nip was a welcome from the heat that radiated off all the living during the day. It was as though the life force of every living being ceased during the hours when the sun set. Most importantly, she could no longer see him, and her vision of him, the man from the wood. The trees didn't appear ablaze before her, while the man cried out for help, his dark blue eyes filled with fear, his black hair catching a flame, and his vibrant red lifeblood draining. She massaged her scalp, hoping to erase the image. It would never cease. It never did. The more she fought it, the more her powers gripped her.
Oh, Mother, why couldn't you be here to teach me how to control it?
She trembled with grief as the chill sank into her bones. Her lungs grew empty, and she struggled to remain under. She didn't want to face the world. Her ears rang, and with open eyes, a welcome blackness crept over her sight. Maybe she could stay under and let it take her. She sensed no colours in the murky, lifeless water, and it was freeing. All breath escaped her. Muted visions passed before her eyes. Her mother, her father, Gordon, and Cortland.
Just a moment longer, she thought.
Suddenly, a burst of warm light invaded her thoughts as air filled her lungs. Red-hot hands burned her shoulders and ripped her from her icy grave. She breathed life into her body. She coughed, gagging on the change. Muffled words yelled at her.
Oh, God! So hot!
His fingers were like hot pokers. Her head pounded as she slowly returned to the present. Heat radiated from her rescuer. Someone had pulled her from the water.
What?
Hush, lass. You're nearly drowned.
His voice was as soothing as a warm cup of goat's milk on a winter's day. A red-hot glow emanated from his body. Never before had she felt such a strong lifeblood, and it nearly burned her. She struggled in his arms to get free. She blinked, only seeing a blurry form before her.
Release me!
She splashed and wriggled, and he did as told. She clambered to the shoreline. Numb and shaken, she began to dress. It wasn't easy as she fumbled with slick fingers to put dry clothes over wet skin. She instantly regretted her naked swim. She pulled on her long-sleeved white chemise first. She faced the forest, away from her rescuer. He quietly splashed to shore. His lifeblood burned into her back. He wasn't far behind, but he stopped. She refused to look at him until she was fully clothed, not out of embarrassment of her nudity, but for what had just happened. He released a groan and mumbled under his breath about wet boots. His voice was not one of her father's soldiers. When she put the last garment on, her brown wool work kirtle, she squeezed out her sopping hair and swept her hands through the knotty mess. She fastened her belt and tied the lacings up the front of the kirtle. Blood returned to her fingertips, and she regained her composure. Belated awareness struck her, and she leaned down and searched through her bag for her dagger. She spun around. She gasped as she saw the man sitting on the stone-covered shoreline, his wet boots off. Confusion and the hint of a scowl filled his strong-featured face. She staggered back, caught her heel on a stone, and fell, dropping the dagger. Dirt and pebbles stuck to her wet hands and feet, and she instinctively scrambled away from him. His glower, iridescent dark blue eyes, and dishevelled black hair were not unfamiliar. Staring at her was the man she had seen in her dream. It was the man from the wood.